My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 31st of July 2009 at 12:10 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name is Verity Elizabeth Standen. My date of birth is the 2nd of February 1985 and I'm originally from Salisbury in Wiltshire, so that's where I'm from. Yep.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth today?
Pretty nervous, yep. I'm looking forward to it though. I think it's going to be quite beautiful because it's night time and apparently it's quite a starry sky tonight, which will be lovely. Yeah, okay, a bit nervous I'm going to be heckled, but other than that, no, I'm looking forward to it, definitely. Yes.
How did you first hear about the project?
I first heard about the project through my sister, who works for Artichoke, and she made me aware that Anthony was planning this rather different affair from his other work, and I thought it sounded fantastic. So as soon as I could, I applied straight away, not knowing what I was going to do or anything like that, but just thought I would apply. Yeah.
And what was the main inspiration for applying?
His statues, I think, because they have such an impact, really. And I've always really enjoyed his work. I've followed it from when I was quite young, because his little clay figures came to Salisbury Cathedral when I was younger. And from then on, I've always marked him as one of my favourite artists. So, yeah.
So what does it mean to you now to be a part of one of Gormley's projects?
It feels great. It feels lovely, but yeah, it's a nice feeling. Again, a nervous feeling, but I like his idea. I think it's very interesting. I am very excited about it.
So what happened when you found out you got your place?
I was very shocked. I totally forgotten about it, really. I've logged on straight away and accepted and thought, okay, let's do this. I've got no idea what I'm going to do, but let's do this.
Has the time you've been given affected what you've chosen to do at all?
Yeah, it's driven me nuts because of the fact that it's too long to think about something, really, and you start really scrutinising yourself over what you're going to do. And, yeah, it is difficult because you kind of feel like you have to be doing something important, but I don't think that's really the point. You're not really supposed to be going up there and putting on a performance, but that's what you feel like you should be doing. And having listened to some of the remarks that you get from down below when people aren't doing something, it kind of annoys me a little bit, because you just think it's not really the point of the project. It's not, you know, for them to put on this wonderful show. It's about a human being a statue and, you know, doing whatever they want, but not necessarily being massively exciting and, you know, wow. I had ideas. I've had lots of different ideas. I've scrapped loads of ideas. I've kind of decided just to... I've got like a vague outline of doing something, but I'm not really trying to make something very strict. I just want to see how it feels when I get up there, really.
So can you describe to us what you will be doing for the hour?
Yes, I will be doing a little bit of singing, because I'm a singing teacher and a performer, and that's what I do in my life. So I think it will be nice to include an element of that in the standing on the plinth, but it's not going to be all about that. I want to do little pockets of it, but not really, you know, make it some sort of big singing extravaganza, because I think that would be slightly cheesy. Yep.
And you've mentioned the pressures of performing. Do you feel pressured to perform, or are you doing it more for yourself?
I do feel pressured to perform. I think everybody must do in some way. I'm trying to not let that affect it too much. I am doing it for myself, because it's a once in a lifetime sort of thing, because who knows what will go on the plinth next. I'm trying to think more about myself. But the process up to it has been me trying to think of something really exciting. So yeah, it's weird how I've gone through a bit of a cycle and I've come back to thinking, hang on a minute, no, try not to plan it too much and make it about that.
So what do you hope happens when you get up on the plinth?
I hope I feel relaxed. I hope I don't freak out. No, I'm sure I won't freak out. I hope I if it feels good, really, and I hope I see lots of beautiful things. I'm sure I will see beautiful things. I don't really know, actually. I'm not really thinking about actually being on there, really, very much, until I get up there.
Do you have any fears about going up?
Mostly about the heckling, mostly about not being exciting enough, but trying not to worry about that too much. Other than that, not really, no, because it feels like it's a big enough plinth to withstand my weight. So, yeah, other than that, no, I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
Would you like people to interact with you from the ground?
Not really, no. I see it as quite a personal thing. If they do interact with me, I don't think I'm going to interact back. I'm just going to try and keep in my own world, really. Yep.
Have you got people here with you tonight?
Yep, my sister's going to be here, and a couple of my flatmates will be there just wooing me on and stopping the hecklers.
Have you got people here? No, that's that, sorry. What were people's reactions to you getting your place?
My dad was really jealous because he applied and he hasn't got a place yet. You said people's reactions, didn't you? Yeah, other than that, people usually associate me with performance, so they're expecting me to do quite a lot, which isn't really very helpful. So they were kind of saying, oh, wow, what are you going to do? Da, 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 da. So, yeah, again, that probably helped install the fear of the performance element. But, yeah, they were just excited for me, really. A couple of people have said that an interesting thing that they thought that you'd have to have quite a big ego to be able to go up there, which kind of made me feel a bit funny, because I don't think that's necessarily true. Again, depending on what you do and what you want to do. Yeah.
So can you tell a little bit more about your work as a singing teacher and a performer?
Yes, okay. I studied in an arts college down in Devon. I studied music performance, and that's where I realised my love for voice, really. I loved it, but there I really could nurture it into something that I wanted to do. So I started singing in a cappella harmony, small female groups, and we gigged around the southwest. Also, it's a contemporary college, so I could really explore voice in very extreme ways. So doing site-specific performances, singing in woods, or really making voice work out of stuff that you really wouldn't expect it to come from, really. So, yeah, quite experimental, quite avant-garde sort of style voice stuff I've done. That's kind of bled into the theatre company that I'm now in, which is called Living Structures, and we do interdisciplinary work. So it's installation, it's music, it's theatre, and it's kind of playing with architecture of space as well. Yeah, we do regular performances. We've just done stuff in Shunton back and that sort of stuff, so that's really good fun. I'm the musical director of that, so I basically compose all the voice stuff. So it's, again, it's a lot of harmony work. I've done a lot of harmony. Teaching-wise, I run a choir, a couple of choirs. I also teach one-to-one lessons, as well as I'm working in a place for underprivileged kids and just doing big voice sessions with them, really. So I'm trying to make a living out of voice, so I don't waste my degree, but I'm also still trying to keep up a creative side of it as well. So that's pretty much what I do, yeah.
And have you been able to balance the two? Have you done enough of both the things that you want to?
At the moment, no. At the moment, it's more geared towards work, because I haven't been living in London for very long. So I'm trying to get enough work to keep me going and to pay my rent, while still brewing ideas and trying to meet musicians and stuff in London. But it's harder than it really is, quite hard, because musicians are really quite cliquey in London. I'm still brewing my own creative stuff. I've got lots of ideas and people who are interested, but obviously I can do that through the theatre company a little bit. But work is occupying my mind mostly at the moment.
And where did the interest begin, do you think, in the arts and singing and performing?
I think my mum and dad, because they used to take us to the theatre and lots of outdoorsy shows when I was younger. My mum has always been very creative. She was a curator in a museum, and now she does lots of freelance sewing and different sort of really creative hands-on stuff. So just through seeing lots of stuff, I think, when I was younger, it kind of gives you the, ooh, that's amazing, I'd like to do that. And then just being encouraged, I think, by my parents and by people at school. And I did a musical and that sort of at school, and that kind of lit a fire in me. So that was kind of my route, I think.
Yeah. And what is it that brought you to London?
That's a good question. What is it that brought me to London? The cultural aspects of it, the fact that there's so much going on 24 hours a day, there is always something that you can see, always something you can do. It's the place, I think, if you want to, I want to work professionally, voice, work-wise and creatively, and I think it's got a lot going on, and it's a hub down in the south of our little island, so I think it's a good place to try and tackle. I don't know how much I'll be able to stay and last at it, but, you know, it's worth giving a go, I think. Definitely.
One of the things that we're asking everyone to help us get an idea of the people who are going up on the plinth is, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Ooh, that's a good question. What are the things that are important to me in my life at the moment? I think career, really. I think that's the thing that's driving me at the moment, because it's worrying me so much. So I think that's why it's important, because I feel like I need to justify my degree. I need to not make it. I've just gone and studied music, like, you know, so many thousands and millions of wannabes, and I'm just going to let it go. I've got to try and make it work. So I think career is very important to me. Also people are still very important to me at the moment, because I'm also in a changing stage of my life. So I'm meeting new people. So keeping the old ones are very important to me, because I see them so much, and the new people, because who knows where that could take me, sort of thing. So meetings and greetings, and still old friends, because they're still very, you know, precious, aren't they? They keep you going in the rough times. So yeah, career and people, if that's, yeah, makes any sense.
And do you think you'll use the plinth to promote yourself as a performer, or will you just use it to perform?
Well, that's the interesting thing, isn't it? I don't really want to make it an X Factor moment. I don't really want to go up there and say, hi, it's all about me, listen to me, mama. It's not really the point. The point is, it's what I do and it's what I love doing. And it's the only thing I can really think to give, really, I suppose, being on the plinth. Because, if you do see it as a giving time, or you could see it as a... Yeah, I don't know. No, I don't see it as promoting. I just see it as, it's kind of what people know about me, really. And it's what I enjoy, and it's what, you know, I think runs through me. So that's why I'm doing it. Yeah.
Have you been watching other people on the plinth?
Yes, indeed. Yep. I'm really enjoying it. Really, really enjoying it. Really varied mix. It's really fascinating. It's a really powerful project, I think. Yeah. Definitely.
And do you think it is art?
Yes, I do. Yeah, because the people make it art. The plinth makes it art, because as soon as you get up there, it creates, you know, an atmosphere, and something for you to just look at and enjoy, whatever it is, really. So yeah, I think it's definitely art. Yeah.
Definitely. And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you first applied and to being about to go up onto the plinth?
How would I just describe the...
How would you summarise experience of the project?
Well, I've got a little bit of a mixed view, because I work on the project as well as being a bystander. One of excitement, really. It's an exciting thing. It's an exciting project. It feels very innovative. I'm very pleased to be a part of it, working-wise and... you know, being able to be up there as well. So it's kind of taking over my whole mind at the moment, my whole life. So yeah, really exciting, and I'm going to really miss it, I think, when it's not there, definitely. Yeah.
How did you get involved in working with it?
Through my sister at Artichoke. She works there. She told me about the project, and so I applied straight away. And then forgot all about it. Then, because I've had some past in arts administration as well, I've done quite a lot of work, she suggested maybe me coming along and working and being an event assistant. So I'm doing that, and that's also fantastic, because I'm getting to meet the people as well as view it. So it's really, yeah, I feel like I've been chucked right into the middle of this crazy project, but it's great, yeah.
And do you think that you'll stay in London and carry on doing what you're doing?
I think so, yep. As I say, I don't know how long it will last. It's a very competitive world, but as long as I feel positive about it. I do feel positive about it at the moment. I've just got to kind of try and keep on making it really what I want to do and try not to get brainwashed by other things. And really keep focused on my goal, really. Yes.
And before we finish, is there anything that you'd like to add or tell us that we might not have asked you?
Not really. No, I hope I've answered the question. Okay, it's it's an interesting one. But no, other than the fact that thank you very much. It's been great.
Thank you.
All right.